With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. Israel media outlets say the death toll from Hamas's wide-scale incursion has risen to 600. President Biden is offering America's unwavering support to Israel in the aftermath of the attack.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves.
The president spoke from the White House yesterday. Also on SRNnews.com, President Biden is being forced to change his administration's immigration policies.
After promising to stop building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, the president is defending his administration's decision to allow for construction of roughly 20 miles of additional border wall in Texas. He said he had no choice but to use the congressionally approved Trump-era funding for the barrier to stop illegal migration from Mexico. The U.S. also will resume deporting Venezuelan migrants. The president has been hammered on immigration by not only Republicans, but Democratic leaders in major cities where migrants are arriving. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Members of Britain's opposition Labour Party are gathering for their annual conference with an unfamiliar feeling, optimism. The party has been out of power for 13 years and has suffered four straight national election defeats. Two German states are holding elections at the halfway mark of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government. Polls show the center-right opposition well ahead and suggest that Germany's interior minister faces an uphill struggle in a bid to become governor of her home region. This is SRN News. Canada has a homosexual hiring program.
It's aimed at construction companies. If they hire people who claim to be LGBT, they can receive cash payouts of up to $10,000 per hire. Individuals who identify as a racial minority, a female, or disabled will also qualify the company for that bonus. The stated goal of the program is to get more homosexuals to be construction workers. It's not clear whether companies are taking advantage. In British Columbia, there's still $4 million left in the fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked a Wisconsin school district's policy of allowing students to change their names and gender pronouns without parental consent. Circuit Judge Michael Maxwell ruled the Kettle Moraine School District's policy violates the rights of parents to make medical decisions for their children. A group of moms and dads filed suit in 2021. This is SRN News. Smith & Wesson has opened its new Tennessee headquarters.
The gun manufacturer celebrated its grand opening Saturday after moving from its longtime home in Massachusetts to a more gun-friendly state. The new 650,000-square-foot headquarters in Maryville, part of a $125 million relocation plan announced back in 2021. The gunmaker had been located in Springfield, Massachusetts since the mid-19th century. CEO Mark Smith cited a welcoming regulatory environment and close collaboration with the Tennessee state government as a crucial piece of the plan to relocate. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Police in Pennsylvania say one person was killed and five wounded in a shooting during a private party at a community center. The Pennsylvania State Police say law enforcement and emergency services responded shortly after midnight Sunday to a reported shooting at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township, about 57 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. More details at srnnews.com.